Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
It is indeed that time of the morning, and Jenna's here. Hi, Jenna.
Kia ora.
It's just you and me today.
Just us two. That's nice. Okay. Yeah. First of all, I want to say happy 50th birthday to BFM.
Thank you.
It's so lovely.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Well, we're very happy to be 50. I don't know what that means.
It's, you know,
yeah.
It's on the older side of things, which
the
is
older
great.
Side of things. I like that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. What have you got for us today?
So today I'm reviewing a non-fiction kind of true crime memoir called Bad Blood.
It's like true crime doco, but true time booko.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup by John Carreyrou. This is coming up a lot in the media at the moment because
it's very on trend, isn't
very
it?
Very on trend, because we've got a documentary and also a movie coming out. Two documentaries and also a podcast. So
about this incident?
This incident. Yeah. So this is about a Silicon Valley startup called Theranos, and it was founded by a very young woman when she was 19 named Elizabeth Holmes in 2003. And so the basis of this product was that you could test your change blood testing, so you could just prick your finger and this little machine would test through 200 different types of blood testing.
Yeah. So it was a medical
device.
Yeah.
She was really, really inspired by Steve Jobs. She would wear like a black turtleneck and do lots of things that Steve Jobs would do, such as drive around in cars with no number plates.
And interesting though, because it's quite a different like invention or idea.
That's,
you know?
Right.
So it's interesting.
Because essentially what the problem was that this product did not work, and what she was telling investors was not actually what was happening, which feels a little bit familiar with the Fire Festival documentary. Deep fraud.
Yeah, deep fraud.
So John Carreyrou, so what happened was this product launched in 2013, which was 10 years after the idea came up, and it launched with $9 billion worth of investor funding. $4.7 billion was Elizabeth Holmes' personal wealth at the time.
Wow.
And, you know, she was a really sellable tech mogul because she was in her early 30s and, so she was on the front of, like, Forbes magazine.
Yeah.
And what happened was that when she described this product, a few people read about it and was like, that's not possible. You can't get that much information from that much blood. And so then some people started investigating, and then there was a whistleblower, and John Carreyrou, he read this initial piece and he published a big expose in the Wall Street Journal after interviewing some people and had some whistleblowers, because they had a lot of staff turnover. And yeah, so this book is the basis of, it came out actually at the beginning of last year, and it's the basis of what happened, but a lot of...
So when did the Wall Street Journal article come out?
That came out in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he wrote this book over 3 years, and then so it was published last year.
So did he keep investigating after that article came out?
Yeah.
And so the book's really in-depth.
And interviewed so many people because so many of their staff were saying that there's a problem with this machine, because not only are you defrauding investors, but you're also putting a product out into the world that is people's medical treatment affects that.
Like the Fire Festival is one thing, because it's sort of a festival people pay for or whatever, but a medical device is like quite a nasty thing to be fraudulent about.
Yeah. And it kind of got to the point where what they were doing was that they were like just testing it until it was right, and then putting those results through. So she really wanted to be the Apple of healthcare. So there's lots of, if you look on YouTube, there's lots of videos of her speaking about this product. But it's so strange because it's all just fallen to pieces.
That's probably a spoiler. I was going to say what's happened to her now, but actually let's save for people who are going to read the book.
Yeah, I think so. And you know,
is there a resolution in the book, or?
Well, it's kind of all still going on.
Right.
So, and it's interesting how this true crime genre is going on in terms of podcasts and documentaries and books, because all these things are happening. What was the book that we read last year about the Californian serial killer?
Yeah, that sounded great. I can't remember what it was called, but it was
We'll Be Gone in the Dark. Mm. And that, you know, that as you're reading that book, it's still happening, and then you can deep dive afterwards, which this book is really like. So there is a documentary coming out. There's the podcast called The Dropout, which is still coming out. She was a dropout from Stanford University. And there's also a movie with Jennifer Lawrence is going to play her. But so you want to know why read the book first. But this is where it's all began, and you really get the deep dives into all the stuff. Yeah.
And I feel like it's easy to watch the documentary or the movie or whatever, but that's a sort of a different thing to actually being able to read all the information, because there's no way in the documentary it's going to be as thorough as what this book will be.
Definitely. And the employee culture in the company was so bad, and so many people tried to warn them. So they tried to just surround themselves with yes men. And, you know, there were a lot of staff who were from different countries who their visas depended on them working for them. So it was just a terrible, terrible culture. She didn't disclose that the second in charge was actually her partner. And there's a lot of stuff going on. She's quite interesting to watch online because she's got this really intense stare. And also she apparently put on her voice, which was a very low...
Put on her voice?
Yeah, so she, I don't know, spoke quite like in a high-pitched female voice, but she spoke in a very deep, low voice, which sometimes she slipped out of. So it's quite a bizarre story, and she seems quite a bizarre person. I don't know if her intentions in the beginning were bad, but you'll find out more in the book. A lot of, if you're into the Fyre Fest stuff, there's just, you think of Billy McFarland when he says to that pilot in Fyre Fest, how, you know, this isn't going to work. And he's like, I just want solutions. I don't want to hear about your problems.
It's not going to work.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah. So that's what I thought of when you said she surrounds herself with yes men.
Yeah.
That whole thing when you're running something like that, it's like, no, I'm not interested in the no's. Let's just, we're going to leave that.
Yes. Mm. But gets very dark, but really like gripping, reads like a thriller, which it really is. And he's done his research, and he has a lot of sources, and a lot of people, most people are named in this, but he has a few people where they've changed their names.
Awesome.
With reading the book, it can get a little bit confusing because there's so many characters. Yeah. So I liked watching, there's a couple of YouTube videos where you can watch their product videos and which I really like, because then you can actually see how this machine is supposed to work.
It's so weird when you, like, because I sort of, in listening to you talk about it, I sort of got lost in it being maybe something that was fiction, but then you're like, actually, no.
It's true. Yeah, so you can probably find out, you know, she's in the news to find out what's happening to her at the moment, but the book is a good basis for that.
So what were the name of the book again?
It's called Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup. It's published by Penn Macmillan, and the $25 paperback is just about to come out. So so it's like good.
Just
cheap
about
one.
Sort of this week, next week?
Next week, I think. So that will, and the documentary comes out mid-March, so it's good timing.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, Jenna. Lovely to see you as always.
Yes, thank you.
Have a lovely week.
That was Loose Reads.